The following content is for informational purposes only and does not consider legal, tax, or investment advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. All future projections, forecasts, or forward-looking statements are inherently uncertain and subject to change. Investing is limited to verified accredited investors under Rule 506C of the Securities Act. The SEC has not passed upon the merits of any offering by Chard Capital.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're here to unpack complex topics quickly to get you informed. Today, we're tackling something really important for anyone looking at energy investments. It's this question: what actually happens if, say, an expected revenue stream for an energy project just doesn't work out? We're focusing specifically on battery energy storage systems, or BES. We really want to get into the resilience behind these investments. So, okay, try to picture this. You're maybe considering investing in a BES project, and you're banking on income from, well, maybe providing ancillary grid services that's basically helping keep the grid stable. Or perhaps from capacity payments, where the BESS gets paid just for being ready to supply power when demand is high. But then what if one of those income sources, you know, just isn't viable for that specific site? Especially if you're newer to energy investing, that probably sounds like a major red flag, right? Potential deal breaker.
Well, yeah, it sounds worrying, but what's really insightful here is that the project is absolutely not scrapped in that situation. No. Instead, it pivots. That's the key word. These projects, you see, they're designed with a kind of fundamental flexibility. Not every single BS site has to be this Swiss Army knife juggling multiple revenue streams. The critical point, really, is that projects only get the green light when there's a clear, viable path to, let's say, acceptable returns. And crucially, that return might just be based on one single dependable income stream.
Okay, so it pivots. That inherent flexibility, that sounds incredibly powerful. But could you maybe paint a clearer picture? What do those alternative single streams actually look like in practice? For an investor, what does that mean?
Sure. So think about a really solid primary income source like energy arbitrage. That's essentially, you know, buying and storing electricity when the price is low, maybe overnight, and then selling it back to the grid when prices shoot up, like during peak hours.
Right. Buy low, sell high. Pretty straightforward.
Exactly. Or another good example is demand charge reduction. That's where the battery supplies power directly to a business during its peak usage times, which helps that business avoid really expensive peak demand charges from the utility. These are, you know, relatively simple standalone options. They can provide predictable income without needing that complex stack of different grid services.
I see. So for an investor, that simplifies things,
Right. Makes
the potential return easier to predict.
Precisely. It simplifies the due diligence and offers a clearer, more predictable return profile.
This focus on just needing one viable stream really does shift how you might think about the risk, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So how does this inherent resilience in BS projects play out for the wider energy infrastructure? What are the knock-on effects for, say, your portfolio?
Right. Connecting it to the bigger picture is important. BSS systems are fundamentally built with this adaptability in mind. And this ensures that each site can potentially thrive, even if it's not tapping into every single possible income source. And what's also quite remarkable, I think, is how these BS projects help us optimize the infrastructure we already have, the existing grid. By making better use of the current transmission network, increasing its utilization, they actually reduce the need to build expensive new transmission lines down the road.
That makes sense. Less need for massive new builds.
Exactly. There was actually a good quote on this. I think it was Dylan McConnell writing in The Guardian. He said something like, by increasing the utilization of your existing transmission network, you can actually reduce the need to build more transmission in the future.
Interesting.
So for investors, what that translates to is potentially a more stable regulatory environment and definitely reduced infrastructure risk. It makes BS a more reliable, more attractive kind of asset over the long term. This whole approach really strengthens the investment case. You know, well-structured BSS projects, they don't need perfect market conditions. They just need that one solid pathway to generate a return.
Okay, so understanding that flexibility, that pivoting capability, seems absolutely key. So here's where it gets really interesting for you, the listener. How does knowing this, that BAS projects can be viable with just one dependable revenue stream, how does that change your perspective on the risk and, well, the potential of energy investments? Maybe consider how this insight might reshape your understanding of stability and perhaps opportunity in these newer energy technologies.